Monday. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend, which to me means you didn't get arrested, you weren't in an automobile accident, and you did not unexpectedly cause or become pregnant. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you honest and objective advice on relationships and sex. I also want to tell you up front that what I'm about to say may surprise, shock, or offend you, but all I'm asking is for you to hear me out. After all, you're not little boys and girls or woke people. This is intended for adults. And besides, even if you think I'm a dinosaur or just, I don't know, crazy as hell, at least you'll get a good laugh. As I'm sure many of you are well aware of, the world's oldest dance between the sexes has not exactly been going well of late. Marriages, actually, for good reasons, are at an all-time low. But even just dating has tanked. People are very confused and frustrated. Many just don't seem to really know what the hell's going on. So what's the cause of relationships going to shit in the last 20 years? Well, fortunately for you, dear listener, Ernest is here to give you the score, even if you don't like what I'm about to tell you. Now, if you want to go way back in human history, I can tell you pretty damn closely when things started going wrong. That would have been around the early mid-19th century, with the introduction of the Romantic movement, which was a philosophical position created by a half-cocked man known commonly today as Lloyd Byron, attempting in his own idiotic manner to do what men have always yearned to do, get more pussy. The only problem being is that his placating methodology eventually destroys societies. Sorry, fellas, but except for a very short time in your youth, there is no free lunch. Ergo, there is no free pussy. One way or the other, you will pay for it. The sooner you understand this, the sooner you start improving your life. I'm going to be addressing females specifically here in a moment, but there are two other issues that I need to speak on, however briefly. Both of these issues are false suppositions that need to be cleared up right away. First, evolution. Evolution, I would like to point out, is a theory, not a fact. So as far as the interworkings of male-female relationships are concerned, you might laugh at my propositions as preposterous, that men and women simply aren't the same as we were even a few centuries ago. This is absolutely and patently false. There are quite a few people that have successfully convinced the American public not only of evolution, but that relationships have fundamentally changed and evolved. I don't swallow that false bullshit premise Kool-Aid for a moment. The only thing that has objectively changed is technology. But humanity's core impulses and functions have not changed at all in recorded human history. So if you go past the thin veneer of what we commonly refer to as civilized society, nothing has changed. And the core differences between men and women hasn't changed either. The primary difference today is that the fact is not recognized or encouraged to be recognized, because that totally would go against the current, and apparent only, game in town, meaning the worldwide money game of consumerism. That is one of several reasons why there is so much conflict today. human beings intuitively are trying to act like, well, human beings. Whereas the corporation wants us to act at all times as consumers, which is a very unnatural state of being and is putting people crazy. The corporation's goal is to absolutely force, by any means necessary, oil and water to mix, which ends up in disastrous results. More and more people are going crazy, doing crazy shit. This is like, you know, taking a very young puppy and forcing them to act like a cat, or taking a kitten and trying to make it act like a dog. Either is, well, totally insane. Second, democracy. I would like to very briefly use a U.S. Navy ship as a metaphor. There are many things that a U.S. Navy ship can be. They all have different functions and abilities. So, for example, there is a difference between a battleship and an aircraft carrier. And of course, the people that work on those ships have their specialties. Both ships, for example, undoubtedly have service engineers and cook crew. But a battleship doesn't have aircraft or pilots. So in other words, there is an overlap of positions. Both have specifically and specialty personnel, yet both share common personnel. But in the case of either ship, there is one thing that neither has and never will have: democracy. The Navy, as well as the military in general, follows a chain of command. It also follows that chain as far as the functions of enlisted personnel. That is to say, you are assigned your function, and that's what you do. Now, you may be able to mix that up a bit as an enlisted person. If you're, say, sick of working the ship's cleaning crew, you can request to work in the kitchen, and vice versa. But it is a process. While you are transitioning from one position to the next, you are expected to fulfill your duties within your position. And that is not a request. The truth that I'm pointing out here is the obvious contradiction that American politicians are always waving the flag and talking about democracy, never for a moment admitting to the American people that this relies on very undemocratic institutions, the military, to accomplish and protect your so-called freedoms. So what the hell does this have to do with relationships and sex? I'm sure you're probably wondering at this point. Because just like the military, the various systems of life, our environment, if you will, is also non-democratic. It is a chain of command where everything has a role and a function, and it doesn't deviate from that role. So it follows as a natural consequence that traditional gender roles are called that for a very accurate reason. Gender roles became traditional for very good and rational reasons. So this is the irony of feminism. In its last 20-year battle against the patriarchy, it is destroying the very foundation of its own gender, because it is essentially battling against nature itself by embracing the delusion that gender roles are not real and not part of life's purpose. And now it's time for a brief message for our sponsors, you. Did you know that university studies have proven conclusively, without a doubt, that if just 1% of the American population were to tune in and subscribe to the Ernest Mann Show, that it would end
obesity?
Now back to the show. So, ladies, the fact of the matter is that it is, and always has been, throughout human history, about fucking, which is not the same as sex. So if you want to appeal to the current man, it's actually not that different from all the other men from times before. Just that one primary thing has changed. Truth be said, we really don't need or want any kids anymore. The current excessive population of almost 9 billion is slowly, but surely, killing all of us. Now look, I totally realize who and what you are. You are a creature first and foremost, designed to make babies. And whether or not you can see that intellectually and understand that, you certainly know it on an intuitive level, that what I am saying is true. So imagine us men in our position, trying to convince a creature whose true purpose is primarily to make babies, not to make babies. Perhaps you could try this. Go look up YouTube videos about the First World War. You should have no problem finding that old footage of various troops from various lands getting on trains, happily waving and smiling to their parents by the thousands to go off to war, utterly enthusiastic, having no real comprehension of what they were about to get into. And their mothers, with the same enthusiasm, waving their stupid fucking little flags, sending their sons off to quite often getting shot and killed, or coming home blind, or permanently disabled, or absolutely blown to bits on the battlefield of some distant land, for no real or intelligent possible fucking purpose. That is what they did to their sons. Is that what you want to repeat? Do you think it's even remotely sensible to raise a child, all the time and effort and energy that it cost you, not including the cost of all the resources for them to reach 18, just so you can send them off to die? Doesn't that seem just the least bit fucking stupid? So, it's not currently 1914. Women en masse aren't sending their boys off to the trenches of Verdun. I get that. But what about all of the tens of thousands of young men across America who are homeless, perhaps hooked on drugs, and generally have pretty bleak futures, because their mothers chose 20 years ago to ignore the fact that there are simply not enough resources to go around. In other words, with no real fucking plan whatsoever. Yes, a few get lucky. They have enough brains to get, you know, really a skilled job and make some good money. But most don't. Around 60 years ago in the U.S., this wouldn't have mattered. A guy of even just average intelligence could still get a good paying job because most businesses were unionized. But those days ended long ago, so Billy ends up on the street. And even if he finished high school, hell, in many cases, even if he went to college, simply because there's not enough resources, and there's not enough resources because you won't stop having babies, and the vicious cycle continues. This has been great, but longer than I intended. So ladies, I'll wrap it up with this. Despite how much the corporate society has decided to throw shame upon you, whore is practically not even part of my vocabulary. It's a patently manipulative negative connotation designed to produce shame in women. I admire strong women. my definition being a woman that is being called a whore tells the person calling them that to go fuck themselves. When I was much younger, like around 40 years ago, men and women helped each other. That being a euphemistic term for fucking, which would certainly include friends and neighbors. A woman, for example, might need her washing machine fixed. She notices that the guy two doors down has an appliance repair truck. So she has enough intelligence to make friends with him. Doesn't take long. That damn washing machine is running good as new. In my lifetime, I've seen and did myself quite a bit of bartering. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that, unless you allow others, such as our corporate-controlled government and their tens of millions of laws, to control you. In which case, as you sit on ass and wait for the perfect man or the perfect life to come to you, just hope you have a very comfortable chair, because you're going to be sitting on ass for a long time, baby. If you like this, please subscribe. If you have any questions, by all means, drop me a line. Until next Monday or Friday, if this isn't earnest, what is?